Redline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
The following is a presentation of Redline Synthetic Oil. WFO at the Big Go with Joe Costello. Take a walk through the Nitro Pits as WFO Radio brings the U.S. Nationals to you, racing fans from around the world. Strap in and hold on. It's time to go WFO at the Big Go. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio, presented by Redline Oil from the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. The press conference for the Traxxas Nitro Shootout is getting ready to start. Let's take a listen.
The Traxxas Funny Car Shootout intros, Mr. Alan Reinhardt.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for coming out early this morning, and thank you for taking the time to come over here and meet our Traxxas Funny Car drivers. This is one of the special events that we've done the last few years, both with the Top Fuel and the Funny Car Shootouts, exclusively for our Top Eliminator Club ticket holders. So we appreciate you coming out here. Now, one thing that I want to be upfront about before we get started here, this is not an autograph session for the drivers. They took time out of their schedules to come out here. We'll do a little question and answer thing, and then they need to go back, get their cars warmed up, and get ready for qualifying. However, if you were here yesterday, we mentioned the fact that the Top Fuel drivers will all be at the Traxxas display at 12:30 today for an autograph session. The Funny Car drivers will all be over there tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., because we start a little bit earlier with qualifying in first round. So if you want to get an autograph from any of our 8 Traxxas Funny Car competitors, tomorrow, 9 a.m., over at the Traxxas booth, they will all be there, and they'll be more than happy to take care of whatever you need signed, answer questions, and take photos. The folks at Traxxas jumped back into drag racing, or I should say jumped in originally, the first time a couple of years ago, and made a huge splash. Not only did they want to get involved with NHRA, get involved with one of our funny car teams, and obviously they chose a pretty good one, but they also wanted to do something even bigger. So they put up the cash, $100,000 to win, for both Top Fuel drivers and for funny car drivers. Unique format where you've got to win to get in. Well, that's our first 7 competitors, and then the 8th one is a combination of the fan vote and the lotto to figure out who's going to run. Dragsters will compete tomorrow during qualifying, funny cars on Sunday during qualifying, $100,000 to the winner. Let's meet the folks that are going to do this, but first, let's welcome a couple of the world-famous Traxxas ladies out here to the stage, and on behalf of Traxxas, Mr. Dameron Atkins. Come on out, folks. Dameron, I know we talked about some of this stuff yesterday, but we have some folks here that weren't here yesterday. What a tremendous program you and everybody at Traxxas has put together, and that's a whole lot of cash to be dangling in front of racers.
It is a lot of cash, and this beautiful trophy here we're putting out for the racers. On behalf of Traxxas and President and Owner Mike Jenkins, we're excited to stand behind NHRA and support them and the racers and the fans to put on this amazing program and some extra racing for you fans this weekend. It's going to be great.
You mentioned a trophy, a unique piece of art, and that really is a special one of a kind. Tell us a little bit about it.
It is. It's made locally here by Bomar Industries. It starts out as 220 pounds of raw aluminum, and they whittle it down to this amazing piece of artwork. It's over 50 pounds, so you'll see them trying to raise it up at the top end and back down the return road. It's just a beautiful trophy. They're going to be proud to put on their mantle or back in their shop, and sometimes I think it's worth more to them getting this trophy than it is the big check.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. You're going to spend the money, but that trophy will be there forever and ever. Trophies for all the participants that won their way into this thing, and you guys upped the ante a little bit. There's some pretty nice goodie bags you were giving away the other day.
We did. Yeah, we have some new qualifier trophies that are machined aluminum. We're stepping it up again. More giving back to the drivers, to the racers. And we want to show off those with our new 1/16 scale Slash. That's our short course stadium or short course truck. You can see those on demo in our display at the Midway.
Now, I know you're pretty unbiased as far as the dragster race we're going to have today, but there's no way you can tell me you don't have a favorite in the funny car race.
Yeah, we definitely have a favorite. Go Courtney.
All right, let's meet the eight. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for the commitment of your company. I look forward to you handing somebody a big check tomorrow.
Thank you, Alan. Yeah, we look forward to it as well. We'll see you there.
Thank you very much, Damon. All right, let's meet the eight that are going to duke it out. $100,000 to the winner. Now, the drivers are seated based on where they stand in the countdown to the championship. The number eight driver gets in via fan vote and then lotto draw. There are 100 ping pong balls. We open up the Facebook page and the fans can vote for their favorite driver. Percentage of the vote determines percentage of ping pong balls in the machine. And for the second consecutive year, the Vote for Wilk campaign, put together by campaign manager Bob Wilbur over here on the side, got him the lion's share of the ping pong balls. And for the second consecutive year, it worked. He will come out of the number eight seed in the Traxxas $100,000 shootout driver, the Levi Ray and Schaub Shelby Ford Mustang, Mr. Tim Wilkerson. The number seven seed coming into this event. Last year, he went all the way to the final round. He's certainly no stranger to big money races. He locked down his spot in the Traxxas shootout by winning Englishtown just a couple of months ago. Ladies and gentlemen, his shop is right down the street. He makes his home here. Driver of the Snap-on Toyota, Cruz Pedregon. Young lady making her first appearance in the Traxxas Nitro Shootout. And she has had one bad fast race car this year. Ladies and gentlemen, Patron XO Cafe, your Phoenix winner, who then backed that up with a Las Vegas trophy as well. Let's welcome Alexis DeJoria. Another guy that's been in some of the big money races before, but it has been a while. It's been a number of years since he had a full-time ride out here on tour. He got fortunate when Terry Chandler chose him to drive her car that's dedicated to various charities. This week, he's flying the colors of the Riley Children's Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol winner and Traxxas shootout competitor Tommy Johnson Jr. Dameron mentioned he had the favorite. I don't think there's any question why. She drives the Traxxas Ford Mustang for John Force Racing. The big win out in Topeka locked her into this field. No doubt, the corporate favorite on behalf of Traxxas and Ford, it's Courtney Ford. In the number three qualifying spot, another one of the DSR drivers that have had some success in these big-dollar shootouts throughout the course of the year. He drives the Napa Auto Parts Dodge. He won the race up in Epping, which locked him into this field. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Ron Capps. Coming out of the number two seed, he has had a bad fast race car all year long, been knocking down national event after national event. Well, it was the win in Gainesville earlier this season that secured his spot in the Traxxas shootout one more time. For the Auto Club of Southern California, AAA Insurance, Ford Mustang driver, Robert Height. And in the number one seed, He won the first Traxxas Shootout. Even though it was rescheduled, we ended up running it down in Texas. He is a 16-time world champion. He is the point leader coming in here. Driver of the Casserole GTX High Mileage Ford, 16-time world champion, John Ford. Ladies and gentlemen, your eight drivers going head-to-head for the Traxxas Funny Car Shootout with $100,000 to the winner. We'll let them get a little photo op up there, and we'll get all the drivers down at the table for a little Q&A session. You know, interesting that Force and Caps end up standing side-by-side over there. They're going to be seeing a lot of each other this weekend. We'll talk about it a little bit when we get the Q&A part, but for those of you that aren't aware, the race in Brainerd, Minnesota 2 weeks ago, because of weather issues, ended up getting the Funny Car final postponed. Later on today, during qualifying, John Force, Ron Capps are going to line up to run for the Brainerd final. Then, of course, they're both in the Traxxas Shootout. Each of those men has a chance this weekend to triple up. John said down at Monument Circle the other day that if Capps beats him in the Brainerd final, he's going to kiss him on the lips. Cap said, I hope he gets a breath mint. All right. You guys ready to take your seats over there? We'll have a little question and answer session, and then we'll let these guys get back to work, and we'll get back to the business of the day, which includes the Traxxas Nitro Shootout, as well as qualifying. By the way, how about those Slash truck trophies that they put together exclusively for the qualifiers? Pretty spectacular piece of hardware just for earning your way in to the Traxxas Nitro Shootout. We'll start down there at the end of the table with Cruz Pedregon, driver of the Snap-on Toyota. So close last year, Cruz. All you need is one more round, right?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Yep, one more round.
You've had a lot of success at this racetrack over the years, and your car's been running well lately. You got to be feeling pretty good going into the Traxxas Shootout.
Yeah, we're feeling really good. I'm not sure about the seating here. I thought we were, I was looking forward to a little easier opponent first round. We have Robert Height, who's had a great car too, so it's going to be interesting. I just want to say for Traxxas to do this, not only are they sponsoring a car, but they're actually sharing the wealth. And I won this race. It was called the Winston, or the... No, it wasn't the Bud Shoot. It was a Skull Showdown, and we went for a few years without having a $100,000 event on Sunday like this. So it's nice. Started out with the Big Bud Shootout. It's nice for Traxxas to step in here and to sponsor this. So it means a lot to the team. So really looking forward to it. Really cool trophies as well. So I'm trying to figure out if I can put a battery and unscrew this thing and put a battery in that little truck and maybe use it for fun too. But looking forward to a great event.
If you want, I know some guys at Traxxas, I can probably help you out. Hey, one more quick question before you pass the mic down. If you didn't want to run Robert because he's tough, which one of these guys do you think is easy?
Well, they're all tough, but but it seems like right now, really, I mean, they're all tough. But the John Force cars, hey man, you got to give it to them. They're on a roll right now. They're running good, and so we're gonna come out swinging and see what happens.
Look forward to that. Let's pass the microphone right next door, ladies and gentlemen. Tommy Johnson Jr.
Good morning.
Welcome back to a full-time funny car ride. Welcome back to a specialty race. First time you've been in the Traxxas Shootout. Thank goodness it wasn't last night when your car had a mechanical malfunction. But how much have you been looking forward to this day since your win down in Bristol?
It's been good. You know, to lock yourself into the Traxxas Shootout early in the season and take that worry off and, you know, kind of forgot about it until we're getting close to Indy and they start talking about the Traxxas Shootout, and it's nice to have a special race. I mean, Indy's big enough with the way it is, and then to have $100,000 on the line on Sunday. And, you know, I remember back in the day, like Cruz was talking, we went a lot of years without having a shootout, and got to thank Traxxas for stepping up and giving both Top Fuel and Funny Car guys a shootout. It's awful special. I was able to get runner-up one time in the Skull Showdown, and it was you're one round away from that 100,000. You won another shot, so very thankful for the opportunity to race again and to be in the Traxxas Shootout and hopefully redeem, get that win.
The last couple of seasons, you've been out here watching this race without even having a fire suit in your possession. How big is it to be back in a full-time ride right now and obviously doing some great stuff for charity, the Riley Children's Hospital here in Indianapolis?
It is. I mean, to stand on the sidelines and watch after you've done it for so many years is very frustrating. And it's very nice. I feel like I'm back home again. You know, it's very comfortable and it's very rewarding to put in all the work. I wouldn't go away, so they had to give me a job. I just kept coming back. But it's been a lot of fun. And to be able to do what we've done this year with Make-A-Wish and represent them and what a great organization they are. And this weekend, the local Riley Children's Hospital here in Indianapolis and to run their colors. And Terry Chandler has done a phenomenal job of donating the space on this car for free for all these organizations. And to be able to go out there and represent them and have all the kids with us. And it's been a very special year.
Well, wish you the best of luck in the race during the course of the weekend. Sitting right next to him, a DSR teammate who's been in a whole lot of these races, driver of the Napa Dodge. Welcome, Mr. Ron Capps. Rank the Traxxas Shootout on the importance scale. Obviously, you're in a championship run. You want to win the U.S. Nationals. But you've got to really be focused on Sunday to go out there and chase this big check.
Well, it's not even, it's funny, there's a lot of money at stake, but you don't think about it, and it sort of comes later. We got to win.
Can I have the money?
Hopefully all the crew gets all the money. They deserve it. We won the Big Bud Shootout back when it was called the Big Bud Shootout three times here, driving for Don the Snake Perdomo. One race, we burned it to the ground in first round, and I had the late Steve Evans sneak me out of the care center down there to get back to the pit area, and the fans were helping Roland Leong and our crew put our car back together, our spare car. So that was cool, and we went on to win it that day. And that probably ranks as one of the funnest days, most rewarding. And like these guys said, it went for a few years without having any kind of a shootout here, and Indy just wasn't the same without the shootout. It's part of the legacy, I think. And then 2 years ago, I think the first year they had it, it rained, and we had to go to Dallas, and Forrest and I went off in the final in Dallas. It was a little different not being here. So I think it's at its home, and this is part of Indy, and it's big. It's as big as, I look at it as big as the race. I mean, you show up Sunday morning, it's a big deal to be part of this, eclectic group of eight drivers that qualify for this deal. So I can't wait to get it on tomorrow.
Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come join us, Ron. Sitting next to him, driver of the Levi Ray and Shop Mustang, Tim Wilkerson. Tim, for the second consecutive year, you went the fan vote lotto route, got voted in. Last year, you upset the number one qualifier, made your way to the semifinals as a tuner, as a driver, as a owner. I know how important it is to be here. How important would it be to your team to win it?
Well, just 180 degrees from what Caps just told you, tell you that. It's all about the money. No doubt. No doubt about that. So we're excited to be here, and thank you all the fans for voting for us, and the Traxxas people for putting this show on. Everyone, I think, appreciates that more than as you can hear from the rest of the drivers. But from my side, thank you, fans, for the Facebook votes. It's really exciting for me to be able to come here and compete with these other drivers. And you said everybody earned their way into it. I kind of didn't earn my way into it, but I'm going to make.
What about Bob?
I'm going to make. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. I'm going to make sure that the fans get their money's worth for paying attention and being a great NHRA fan more than anything.
Put on your crew chief hat for just a second, since that's a role you have as well. How important are the two runs today to make sure that you've got a handle on that car for tomorrow?
Well, it depends on the weather, of course. This overcast clouds and that kind of thing really doesn't do me a lot of good. These guys all got some serious fast hot rods. I mean, I can lean on mine and make it go as fast as most of them. That's what I'm going to have to do if it stays like this. If I can get the sun to come out, I can do what I did last year. I think I had low ET of first round last year. So we can do that again. I'm optimistic, to tell you the truth. I'm really excited to race John first round. And like Cruz said, I don't think there's not an easy guy out here.
Well, if it's hot and sticky out there tomorrow, you can thank Tim Wilkerson, because he's going to be the one up praying all night. Thank you, Tim, for taking time out of your schedule. Driver of the Auto Club Ford, Robert Height. Robert, this is one trophy that's missing from your mantle, and this year you have really been on a tear collecting trophies throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, what a difference a year makes. Last year, I wasn't even part of this. Didn't get a win, didn't get the fan vote, thanks to Tim. And so, you know, it wasn't much fun, you know, on Sunday morning, not being a part of that. You know, my team ended up focusing, and we got the Indy win. But, you know, as a crew member, working on John's car, I remember we doubled up a few times, watching Don the Snake Perdome double up. I don't think there would be a better year to be able to win both of these than the 60th anniversary of the U.S. Nationals. Everybody, all the legends of our sport, they're on hand this weekend. We got a legend over there with Bob Fry. It's good to see him back with us. And I'm excited. You know, like Cruz said, there are no easy picks. We've definitely got our work cut out for us. And, you know, even last year, I wasn't even in the top 10. We had to beat Cruz first round to get in the top 10. So what a difference a year makes, but it's not going to be easy. We're going to go out here and have some fun and hopefully get the job done.
Thank you for taking time out of your schedule. Robert Height, ladies and gentlemen. First time Traxxas competitor for Patron XO Cafe. Welcome, Alexis DeJoria. Couple of years in your funny car career, you've been on the starting line watching the eight drivers race for this. Two wins already on the season, solid campaign so far, your first Traxxas appearance. Is this the day you take home the trophy, or is tomorrow the day you take home the trophy?
Hopefully. You know, it's nice to be a part of this for once. And, you know, it's such a big race to begin with, but to be a part of, you know, this huge race within the Indianapolis 60th anniversary race is exciting, I think. For our team especially, they work so hard. Tommy and Glenn and the whole crew have done such a good job, and perseverance pays off, and this year's been our game changer, so hopefully we can just keep it rolling and get some wins.
I wanted to touch on that a little bit. When you stepped up into the Nitro ranks, after having success in the sportsman ranks, after being a winner in the alcohol ranks, you know it's going to be a learning curve. Did you expect it to be as difficult, and is this your coming of age year, so to speak?
I definitely expected it, you know, to take a little bit of time, you know, just getting used to the car, the team getting used to me, and, you know, new crew chiefs coming in and trying to get the car handled. So, I mean, all that combined, it definitely doesn't happen overnight, you know, for a fairly new team. So I think we've done really good job in the few years we've been out here. And, yeah, I mean, this year, I mean, from the start has just been huge, and I have my awesome team to thank for that.
And tomorrow she'll make her first Traxxas shootout start. Thank you, Alexis, for taking time out of your schedule. Next to her is the sponsor favorite for very obvious reasons. Courtney Force, welcome.
Thank you.
Sure, your dad's rooting for you now. If you end up having to go up head-to-head with him tomorrow, he won't be.
Yeah.
How important is this to you? How much extra pressure do you and your team feel this one day of the season?
I mean, a lot. It's exciting, you know, this year to be able to have won a race early on in the season to get into the Traxxas Nitro Shootout. But, yeah, the pressure's definitely on. I mean, obviously this is a race that, you know, is sponsored by my sponsor, Traxxas. So it's definitely a win that I'd love to get and a trophy that I'd love to have in my house. But, you know, it's tough. I mean, going up against all these guys, I mean, they're all in this race for a reason, guys and girls. In this, you know, competing in the Traxxas Nitro Shootout for a reason, because, you know, they've all been out there winning races. So it's going to be a tough race for sure, but especially out here at the U.S. Nationals, I mean, I'd love to double up. I've seen Dad do it. It's definitely hard to do, but, I mean, we've definitely got our eyes set on it for sure.
Is your focus any different, or do you just have to block everything out and just drive the car?
Well, it's hard to block everything out. I mean, you know, you pull up there, and obviously these runs, not only are we, you know, competing in the Traxxas Shootout, but these are also qualifying runs for the race on race day. So I think it gets a little confusing of how people are actually going to be running this race. You know, if they're going to roll in deep, put out the top bulb, and not really care about how, you know, where they're qualified at. You know, it's definitely a game changer when you're going up here, and these are counting as qualifying runs. So you never know what's going to happen. You don't know what to expect, but you just got to put on your game face and be ready for it.
Thank you for taking the time to come join us.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it. You can go now. Ladies and gentlemen, number one seed, winner of the first ever Traxxas Nitro Shootout, Mr. John Force. All right, champ. you've been there and won that, so to speak. You've had a lot of success at this racetrack. Everybody's talked about the times you've doubled up. Give me a little preview of your weekend. It's not like I can ask you about what are you thinking, what are you doing, because you've been here so many times. Is it just another day at the office? Does it ever become that?
Well, that's how you have to play the game. But first of all, I want to thank President of Traxxas, Mike Jenkins. He's off road racing himself this weekend. But for giving my daughter, Courtney, as a rookie a couple of years back, to drive for Traxxas. It's a great company. If you haven't tried their products, you need to. I got my remote control cars, but at the downtown kickoff of this show, we all got a bag with a helicopter that flies around with a camera. Have you guys even looked at it? I know everything you're doing, Caps. I follow you all day long. And by the way, Caps, when you ask him me about winning and I said I'd kiss him, he didn't say, take a breath, man. He said, I hope you win, is what he said. He don't want to be kissed by me.
I don't know how to break this to you, but Caps' helicopter ain't spying on you. It's spying on Courtney.
What's really cool, I've done back-to-back over the years, and you know, winning the big race at Indy and winning the shootouts, and it's a fantastic. But we got an opportunity this weekend, Ron Caps, to do a three-peat. Is that what they call it? We have three races. Well, I'm going to tell you something you don't know, Caps. And I'm going for number 79 as a driver for Ford. That would be the winningest in history for Ford as a driver. And I didn't know this till Elon Warner told me that Ron Caps, I beat him in my very first final round in a Ford Mustang at Brainerd. And now to get the record, I've got to beat you again, but even though we're running it off here. So it makes it exciting, but we got a chance to win. Don't it make it exciting? No, I think.
Here, wait a minute.
Wait
a minute.
Did I say something
mean? I got some more cord. Hang on just a second, John. Hang on.
I'm excited about it.
Wait. Hold on.
Take that.
What's wrong with that?
Okay. You take this.
Caps, I was saying how excited it is to say now who wins or loses. Somebody will win, somebody will lose. This is, I just think, three races in one. This is a heart attack for an old man like me waiting to happen. What do you think?
Am I supposed to feel sorry for him? Are you saying you're old and I got to feel sorry for you? No, not going to happen. We all love John Forrest, but come on, it's Brainerd. I deserve that trophy more than you do. Caps, I was out in the zoo. Were you out in the zoo? Did you go in the zoo at all? You know, I got a corner out there. Caps Corner, named after me.
You know how many employees have fallen off the wall out there and broke their arms and legs in the zoo? I went in the zoo one year. I woke up the next morning on a cot. And what hurt was Densham was laying next to me. And I said, Gary, what did we do? Where were we at?
Take this away.
We were to the point where you guys need to go get your cars warmed up, guys and gals, and get ready to go racing today. Thank you all for taking time out of your schedule. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the lineup for the Funny Car Edition, the Traxxas Nitro Shootout. Thank you all for coming out. Just a little perk, a little added value for your top Eliminator Club tickets. Appreciate you coming to the 60th annual Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals.
WFO Radio from the 60th NHRA Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. And our great friends at Redline Synthetic Motor Oil have sent us here and sponsored this programming. Click the website, click the banner ad, like them on Facebook. They love Facebook likes. They got all kinds of great products, motor oil, gear oil. Even their water wetter is something you can put in your daily driver. Absolutely love it. Big thanks to the folks at Redline Synthetic Motor Oil.
WFO at the Big Go.
Hey, everybody. The summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Remember just a couple of months ago when you were freezing and you were thinking, I can't wait until I can get out there and grill something. Well, now you can, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it with the most awesome barbecue rubs going. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, a big NHRA fan and WFO radio listener, has award-winning spice rubs that you can order online or by phone. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, 817-924-6821. I just tried two new hot sauces that he's got going. The perfect condiment if you're grilling out this summer. Also, coffee in the morning. Marvin roasts his own blends. You got to try them out. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Or if you want to kick it old school, pick up the phone. Dial 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard about you on WFO. I want you to send me some coffee and barbecue rub, maybe some hot sauce, and it'll show up in the mail. That's 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Get ready for takeoff, race fans. The NHRA Carolina Nationals are back at CMAX Dragway, September 12th to the 14th. There will be no speed limits. These road rockets fly down CMAX Dragway at 330 miles per hour. All the superstars. Watch Forrest, Brown, and Schumacher push the outer limits of speed. Best of all, kids are free and every ticket is a pit pass. Call 1-800-455-FANS. The NHRA Carolina Nationals, September 12th to the 14th, only at CMAX Dragway. Android and iPhone users, for the full version of WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. 480-7223 or visit frankhawley.com.
This is WFO Radio.